This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In February, the Southeast European country of Kosovo banned the use of the Serbian currency and required that majority Serb areas in Kosovo adopt the euro instead, even though the country is not officially part of the eurozone. Now it's facing backlash over this decision. Kosovo unilaterally declared independence from Serbia 16 years ago after a bitter civil war in the late 90s. The BBC's Guy Delaney filed this report.
Withdrawing money from a cash machine is a process that most of us take for granted, but not Kosovo's ethnic Serb minority. That's because Kosovo's central bank has recently banned transactions in any currency other than the euro, and Serbs mostly use the Serbian dinar. Serbia's president, Aleksandar Vučić, accuses Kosovo's Prime Minister Albin Kurti of systematically persecuting Kosovo's Serb minority.
The goal is the ethnic cleansing of the Serbian population from the territory of Kosovo and Metohija, deliberately subjecting Serbs to unbearable living conditions. We believe that Kurti's regime will continue with disruptions and new tricks. They'll take actions against the normal life of Serbs because they think the only way to win is if there are no more Serbs in Kosovo. We will do everything in our power to ensure that Serbs remain.
North Mitrovica is the largest majority Serb town in Kosovo. Thousands of people here work in Serbian institutions, including schools and hospitals. They were given only 2 weeks to adapt to Kosovo's new currency regulations. But Prime Minister Albin Kurti insists there isn't actually a ban on the dinar. He says the regulations are designed to keep Kosovo citizens safe from fraud.
We are not banning dinar, Serbian dinar. People can have Serbian dinars. But the only mean of payment is euro.
The forced installation of ethnic Albanian mayors in majority Serb areas triggered violent scenes last May. Kosovo's authorities have also removed Serbian insignia from public buildings and forced Serbs to surrender their Serbian-issued vehicle license plates. These are all issues which cut to the heart of Kosovo-Serb identity, but they passed with relatively little complaint from Serbia's capital, Belgrade, and that's left Kosovo-Serbs feeling insecure.
People really are losing hope.
Jovana Radosavljevic is from North Mitrovica and runs the New Social Initiative, an organization that tries to build trust between Kosovo Serbs and the Albanian majority.
It is disappointing to see no stronger messages coming in from Belgrade, no strong messages from the local leaders as well. So we're basically left completely in this leadership vacuum.
Kosovo Serbs feel stuck between the authorities in Pristina making their lives more difficult and those in Belgrade whose support appears to be waning. The latest figures suggest that 1 in 10 of them have left in the past year. If they can't get paid, more may join that exodus.
That's Guy Delaney reporting for our editorial partners at the BBC.